a new dimension with Peyton Hillis. What do you like about him?
Yeah, Peyton's a hard-nosed tailback. He catches the ball well as a backfielder, an athlete. So has been was in Tampa, kind of knows the system a little bit. So he's come in and hopefully give us some good work.
How do you as a team minimize the mistakes, Eli?
Well, you gotta play hard and play smart, and the other team's gonna make some plays, and we gotta make sure those plays aren't interceptions and fumbles and turnovers, and giving them the momentum and short fields to work with. So offensively, we've done a good job of making some plays. We just all gotta be on the same page and compete every play.
What do you see when you're looking at him on tape right now?
Jared's still a great player. He does get to the quarterback. He might not have as many sacks, but he is causing quarterbacks to step up and move in the pocket and scramble around. So or throw the ball before a little earlier than the quarterback wants to throw it. So he still does a great job getting pressure, and so we got to be very aware of him and make sure we account for him.
What Eli, do you think maybe sitting down for a half or a quarter would benefit you at all?
No, I don't think so.
Have you done anything differently in that you've had a little lengthier period now between games in terms of self-scouting or whatever, just to look at what's going on? You've not been in this position since you've been here, and have you done anything differently to try to
just continue to work and try to have a great game plan this week, go out there, execute it. Ingrain the play smart and practice. Don't force throws that aren't there. Don't throw it before guys are ready. Move in the pocket and just reinforce making smart decisions.
Have you ever been in a rut like this as a team personally, going back to?
I don't think we've ever lost six in a row. We're gonna bounce back, and I thought we've been playing better these last couple of weeks. We just gotta find a way to finish the games and get to the fourth quarter and start playing even at a higher level in the fourth quarter.
Eli, you've had plenty of times over the years where we've put you on the spot to support George Coughlin. He was coming under fire for suggesting this type of change. He's actually sort of in that position right now. He was reported from Minnesota asking if he thought about benching you when he was taken aback. Is it odd for you to kind of hear him do that? Does it mean a lot to you that he's been definitive, unequivocal, and you're the guy?
Yeah, I'm not reading the papers, so I don't know it. But I think Coach Coughlin knows I'm gonna work hard. I'm gonna do everything I can to try to, do my part and play well, and hopefully, make the plays that I need to win the game.